T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Sponsored by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. MrAppliance.com.
Oh, on this day in history, this movie came out 47 years ago today, Fred. 47!
Wow.
1977, Rocky.
This is kind of on my list to rewatch at some point soon, because I've picked up bits and pieces of it over the years, but it's been a while since I've gone back and watched the whole thing.
Yeah. I told you this before, and what I remember about this is my one sister saw it like 15 times.
Oh, I love that. I love that she did. She just liked Rocky.
Yeah, she did.
I mean,
and
him.
The story.
I mean, Sly Stallone.
Right.
Oh, and the whole thing. Yeah, I appreciate that about her. It won Best Picture at the Oscars in 1977. Have you seen it, Abby? I think we talked about this last year.
I still have it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
It's still on there. I'll get to it eventually.
It's just, you know, not that there weren't other 70s. I think the 70s really a great era for films overall, especially the mid-70s. But there was so much authenticity to the movie, and that's, you know, because Sly Stallone was real and he kept it real.
Yeah, he did. He kept it real. You can write that down.
Yeah, there you go.
38 years ago, in 1986, here's what I didn't realize. More than 6,000 radio stations of all formats simultaneously played this at 10:15 in the morning.
We heed a certain call when the world must come together as one.
I still haven't watched the damn documentary.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't either. Fred, is this the one that Marie was in, the taping of, or was that the Christmas one, We Are the World?
No, it was the We Are the World.
This one's We Are the World,
So this is the one she was there for. Wow. Well, that was 38 years ago. Did you know that 6,000 stations played it all at the same time?
I should have known
that. I did not know this. Mark, did you know that?
I think I remember hearing something. But is that what the Netflix doc is on, We Are the World, or is it on the other one?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Greatest Night in Pop, right. And so many people have told me how good it is, and it is not something that I have yet dug into. I'm going to put on my list for this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, why not?
Yeah, so it was January of 1985, but it was, you're saying it was 1986 when it was released? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's when the 6,000 radio stations all played it simultaneously.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, though.
All right, there's a story out today. If you haven't seen Dune Part 2, and we've already talked about it. Abby, you haven't seen it, Abby.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good. I liked it.
Well, this might inspire you, because Mark has been trying to, he's thought about watching it. You, Fred, you wanted to see
it? I want to see it. I haven't yet.
Did you see one?
No.
Steven Spielberg calls it one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen. That's a story coming out today. Yeah. He recently sat down with the director and told him he's part of his short list of directors who are builders of worlds, like George Lucas, Tim Burton, James Cameron, and others. Apparently, there's a scene in the movie, Abby, where Timothy Chalamet rides a sandworm for the first time, and Spielberg says it's one of the greatest things he's ever seen.
It was very phenomenal to watch it on the big screen.
Well,
I recommend
darned.
Seeing it in theaters if you're into it.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Well, that guy, you know, did you ever see Sicario?
Sicario.
Yeah,
Sicario.
I don't think I've even heard of it.
Oh, well, Denis Villeneuve did Sicario, and that was such a great movie with Emily Blunt and Josh Brolin, kind of a crime, you know, Mexican gang caper. He did Arrival after that, which was with Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner on the alien invasion. He did Blade Runner 2049, then he did Dune, and he's a great director. So he does have this vision that's kind of amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, I haven't seen the first one, so I have to go back and kind of watch the first one. But this was interesting. I tweeted about this yesterday. Hollywood, this is what they do, right? You have audiences who love this movie. You have the critic community. And they're pretty stingy. So they love it. I mean, it's running like 80-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. I could double check. But Sharira Drury at Variety tweeted this out yesterday.
No.
For at Variety, I wrote about Dune Part 2 being criticized for its lack of MENA inclusion, this is Middle East, blah, 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 and the failure to contend with MENA influences and commentary on Western imperialism found in Frank Herbert's
movie.
I'm telling you.
I can't
right?
even.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
It's their own industry, and they want to just slam it.
Well,
it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
They got to get on in on the
My response was STFU. I don't know what that stands for, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course not.
But I thought it was appropriate.
There's been studies about self-driving cars. Fred saw this one today, too. Would you trust, okay, we've come a ways with these things. Would you trust a self-driving car? What do you say, Mark? Would you drive? Would you let that happen? Would you ride around in a self-driving car?
Well, I would consider it, but right now I'm a little nervous about said self-driving cars.
And most people answered that question with a resounding no. Fred?
I have already in Atlanta with my son.
Yeah.
And we were in busy rush hour traffic in downtown Atlanta on the highways.
And
it did fine.
So what were you in?
Wow. Was it like an Uber or was it a cab?
No, it was his roommate has a Tesla.
Was it a Tesla?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
But I mean, put it into automatic
drive.
Yeah,
but that's a little
different.
It is a little different because I've done that as well, which is why I answered the way that I did.
Okay.
Although when I did it, it was about 3 or 4 years ago and it wasn't quite as perfected as it is now.
See, that's just it. Would you get into a cab that was self-driving? Like there's
nobody there. No other driver?
You just put in your credit card and get in? Yeah, no. Abby?
You couldn't pay me enough to get into it. No, thank you.
I wondered about that. Two-thirds of drivers tell AAA they are afraid of self-driving cars. 25% of drivers remain unsure on the concept in general. And we'll see. I mean, maybe technology comes far enough that it comes back around and we all think, yes, let's get in that self-driving car because it's going to be great.
Have you ever had one of those days when you got to work and you could have been in a self-driving car because you don't remember the drive at all?
Yes.
It's like,
Fred,
really? Did I just drive 20 minutes and not really remember any of it?
Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service. Go to MrAppliance.com. I mean, Easter is coming. If you've got a broken appliance, you need to get it back up for the holiday. Please do. All right, finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. There have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902.
Wow.
The most recent addition was in 2002. And it was a koala bear.
Aww.
And that's it for Sue's News.
You know, I kind of harken back to there was a time when my, I've never really done it with my daughter, but when my boys were younger, man, animal crackers were so good. And they taste like nothing. They basically taste like cardboard. But for whatever reason, we like them quite a bit. Maybe it's because of the animal shapes. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just not too much sugar. You're a sugar guy.
I think that's probably it. But I would buy them in the, you know, they had some of the bigger tins of them, if you will. There you go. Wrapping up Sue's News. We'll do it again tomorrow afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.